introduce our final speaker today. Super excited, love her to death. Without further ado, I give you guys Katie A. from the Primary Purpose Group.
I'm Katie, I'm an addict.
Hey, Katie. All
right, just give me 1 second, I'm starting to grow up.
We love you.
We love you, Katie. Okay.
Don't make me cry, because I'm like emotional and stuff, too. Okay. Okay, my higher power will come through.
They always do.
Okay, I'm Katie, I'm an addict.
Hey.
Oh my gosh. Hi. And Seth always says that to me every time, don't be weird. Whether it's an H&I commitment, anything, all the time. Because, like, I am weird, and I embrace my weirdness, and my sponsor taught me to love that part of me. So, like, here I am, you know? Yeah. You know, this is, like...
No, I just mean the anxiety mess.
Yeah, I know, yeah. I'm an anxiety mess. but no, for real, like, this is, like, such an honor, like... I remember when I first came to the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, and like I would come to these events and I would see people speak, and I'd be like, of course, like we're not supposed to, but I'm like, oh my God, like those people are like, they got years clean and like they talk real good. And I was like, you know, like could that ever be me one day?
Look at you now.
Yeah, let the ego go. But, you know, it's just like, crazy, like, dang it. I don't wear waterproof makeup. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tom.
So full of gratitude.
I am, man, like, I worked so hard. You know, like, and I always come back, no matter what, because, like, I don't want to get high no more. Like, my life is so freaking good, like, and it's not the material things. Like, it's, like, the peace, the serenity, like, the love I gained from myself, and it's all because of, like, you guys. Like, you guys taught me, like, you guided me, and you continue to guide me, and, like, there's not enough words that I could try to look up in the dictionary, you know, to use to, like, truly explain, like, my gratitude for this program. Like, when I first got out of treatment for the whatever time, and I actually fully surrendered and was going to give this program a chance, you know, I, the Unity Retreat was, like, the first thing, like, I went to. Like, my clean date is in June, and I stayed out of rehab for, like, 2 months, and I got out, so what, June, July, August. So, like, I remember, and it was when it was in Seven Springs. It was the last year it was in Seven Springs, and I remember being, like, half pissed off or whatever, because I was, like, in between, math is hard, like, I think I was in between, like, 60 and 90, but I was, like, closer to 90 days, but at the clean time countdown, I had to stand up for 60, and I was, like, but in my head, I'm, like, but I have more than that, you know, like, but, like, I remember, you know, going to that Unity Retreat and experiencing the love, you know, that I hear all the time shared about, like, in the rooms, and, like, and I actually experienced that, you know, and I'm grateful for that woman who, I don't know, we probably only knew each other for a little bit, but she was just like, hey, like, do you want to come to this retreat? And I was like, okay, you know, and then I'd ask my mom, like, can a stranger take me somewhere, like, pick me up at the house? And she was a little skeptical, you know, she was like, well, who is this person? And I was like, oh, like, it's cool, it's okay. And, like, you know, my mom gave me a couple bucks to put in my pocket because I didn't have no money, you know. I still ain't got no money.
You did it then.
Yeah, I won the 50-50. Yeah, yeah, first time in probably, like, 6 years. That's badass, that's cool. but... So I go to this Unity Retreat, and scared as all hell, you know, because like, I'm a ball of anxiety now, so just like imagine what that was like 6 years ago, and like was just so scared, but like just wanted to go. And I went, and like, you know, anytime like I give my lead, like I feel like I always share about that moment, like just being there, because I swear, like going to the Unity Retreat and feeling that love and that a part of, and just seeing everyone happy and like getting along, I had the best time of my life, you know? And like, I swear like that day is what like kept me coming back. You know what I mean? Because like my first few, whatever, like days, like I went to like a meeting every single day where I didn't have no job. So I went to a meeting every single day, and you know, and it wasn't like all like, you know, I didn't get like surrounded by hugs at every single meeting, you know, and I don't blame that on no one except myself, because like through like step work and stuff, like I didn't put myself out there. I came in early, pretended to be on a phone call, and would sit down in a chair because my anxiety was so bad. Then as soon as the meeting was over, I would leave and then get a resentment because I would see the people outside smoking cigarettes and talking and being happy and having friends, and I wanted that. You know, like my whole entire life, all I ever wanted to like feel, to be good enough, to feel a part of, you know, and I found that here. You know, and it's just like, oh, it's been great. And ever since then, like, I remember like leaving that night and not having the balls to like in person ask another woman to be my sponsor, because I was like, that's intimidating. So I did it via text, and you know, and she said, and like she said, it was an honor, you know. And like from then on, like it just like, I just kept doing the things that like they tell us to, that they told me to do. You know, and I went to a meeting every day, and I built a relationship with a sponsor, and I got a home group, and you know, and like I didn't know anyone in the rooms. Like I went to treatment a few times, and they, you know, they always say like go to a meeting your first day out, and I was like, yeah, okay, I'm fine. And like, and I didn't change anything in my life either, and then like be like, oh my gosh, how am I back to square one again? You know, but like this time was different, where like I felt it before. Looking back now, like that surrender was in me. Like I finally had enough pain, and I'm so grateful for that, you know. And like that's one of the best things about Narcotics Anonymous, is that, you know, like it's, our stories are different, but like the feelings are the same, you know. Because like early on, like I had some personal issues where like I would look at the differences and like, well, I'm not a bad enough addict or whatever, like I don't belong here, like my lows weren't bad enough, but like that doesn't matter. I'm an addict through and through, and like it's not about the drugs. Like let me find like a cookie that I like, and I'm buying it at the grocery store three times. You know, like I am an addict through and through. You know, like there's no denying that. And I remember my sponsor, before we started working on step work, she had me write on these three IPs, and the one was, am I an addict? And it's like a little checkbox. And like my family, like I can't say anyone is an addict, it's up to them to decide. But like growing up, like I had a very healthy, happy family life. You know, like I had a mom, a dad, a brother that drives me nuts, still to this day. But you know, like there wasn't, like I grew up in a pretty all right household, you know. And so like I would go, like I've gone to like treatments and stuff, and I would hear about like addicts, and I'm like, yeah, I'm like, I definitely can't use any mind or mood altering chemicals, like that's given, you know, I understand now. And but I remember doing that IP and like check, and there was only two, I believe, on it that like I didn't check. And like I remember looking at that and thinking, oh shit, you know, like having that moment where like I'm not just saying it, but like I realize it for myself, you know, kind of like that. Like you can tell me like, oh, like you're so loved, you're so pretty, blah, blah, but until I believe it for me, like, thank you for telling me that for me to get to that point. But until I believe it, like it's a whole new ball game. And I remember doing that and writing on that and just thinking like, you know, like, yes, I am, you know, and accepting that, you know, and like from then on, like I just kept on coming back, man. I remember when my home group let me have like the key to like get in the church. And I remember like going home and just like telling my mom and like being so ecstatic and like, you know, where like they trusted me. You know what I mean? Like I'm like important now or whatever. Like it gave me like this purpose to like keep coming back and like, you know, like I'm really a part of now and like, and I'm so grateful that those people trusted me because like I needed that at that time. You know, it's just been like so much has changed in like 6 years. You know, as like someone else was saying, and like I love that, you know, like whether like it's good or bad, like that's up to me to decide, and like I need to remember that. I need to remember that. You know, because I'm a routine gal, and when my routine gets off, I have to make amends, and it's not fun. Yeah. I don't know, I just got a brain fart. I don't know where I was going, but like I don't know, I guess I'm just gonna talk about like what Narcotics Anonymous has like done for me throughout like this time. Like I don't really want to talk about the mess. Like I'm an addict, I use drugs not successfully, and like got into some trouble. Here I am, and like I'm so fucking glad I made it here. A lot of people don't make it here. I saw a lot of people come and go, and I'm so grateful that like I choose to stay, so when they come back, like I can remember their name and give them that hug. Because I remember when people finally started like remembering like my name and like what that did for like my self-esteem and like self-worth, you know, because like it's so true. Like I had nothing coming in, man. Like I was just a broken shell. Like I did everything and anything to just try and like fit in with you guys. I smoked cigarettes when I first started coming here, and I was like every meeting, my poor mother, I make financial amends to her, but like she would like, because I would have to have money to get a drink for the meeting. I never drank coffee until like coming here. Like I do enjoy coffee now, I like iced coffee, but like I would have to get an energy drink. I remember drinking so many Red Bulls before meetings because that's what everyone else had, you know, and I was like, well, if that's what they're doing, like I gotta be cool too. And like I drank an energy drink for the first time in like 3 years the other day. I'm good. Like I'm like, I was shit. Nope. Yeah. Like I was like, I am good. I was like, why did I think this was a good decision? You know, I ended up dumping like half of it out. I don't know how you guys do it. That shit's nuts. But but like, I love you. You know, but moving on. Sorry, a little funny rant from earlier this week, I guess. But I don't know, like I don't even know where the hell I was, but you know, oh, like that hug and like remembering my name and like feeling like a part of and stuff. And you know, like step work has truly helped me with that, like along with like you guys. But like I had to put in that internal work. Like I could make whatever the outsides look real good, but like if my insides are still trash, then like, you know, that's not fun, you know, because I lived like that for a while. Now I feel like I got to the point where I was like super duper insecure, very quiet, never had a voice, would just say yes to everything, to like finding the voice. And then it's like, Katie, let's put some humility and some love behind that voice too. You know what I mean? Like, so that's fun. I don't know, man. Like, you know, when I first started coming around, like I did, like I've always, like my first sponsor taught me to like always be of service. You know what I mean? Like I think when I had like 6 months clean, I had like my first H&I commitment, you know, and I love H&I, and like don't get me wrong, like there's days and I'm still super self-centered, and I might get home from work and I'm like, that's the last thing I want to do, or like on a Sunday I want to do something that I want to do, and now I gotta drive here, da da da. But then it never fails. Like the moment I get there, I'm so freaking glad that I went. You know, like, because if it wasn't for H&I, like I don't know if I would have like really known about these rooms. You know what I mean? I never really got to like experience them. Like, and I, you know, and I love this area too, man. Like there's some great people here, and like, you know, life changes and stuff, and I like to control things, but like the one thing that I'm not willing to let go control of is like wherever like we find a house at, like I don't want it to be out of Lamana. You know what I mean? Like you guys are like my freaking people, man. Like you guys are my family. Like I love you guys probably more than my family. You know, I love my family, but you know, like there's, you know, toxic is toxic. And like, I'm not today, like I don't have to put myself in those situations, and I know when it's time to leave. You know, I can make amends with family by, you know, like being present, but like whenever, like, you know what, like, I think it's time to go, and like, that's okay. But oh my gosh, I don't know, like, it's just from that first Unity retreat, and then like just continuing the comeback, and like, life isn't always great, and there's things where like everything will be going like real chill and everything's good, and then like something, then just life is life. And then like I get up all in like a tizzy, and then I'm like calling my sponsor every day and talking about the same thing every single day, and she still listens to me every single day, and you know what I mean? And then finally the moment happens, and like I apply some principles, and like I get through it, and then my pain is over, and I think her secondary pain is over as well. But it's just been like a beautiful ride, man, and it's truly like just the beginning, like, you know, you know, I've been able to do so many things because of this program. Like, I remember one time being in H&I and like one of the girls like coming up afterwards and asking me when, like, when did I, like, when did the desire to use like go away? And like, I think at that time, I remember, I think I had probably like 11 months clean or something. And like, that's the first time like someone like really asked me that. Like, I don't like think about that anymore, you know? Or it wasn't as, like the disease wasn't as strong in my brain, you know. I didn't have like the tools yet to like work through it and stuff. And I remember telling her, I was like, I don't know, but like it is gone. You know what I mean? Like every day, like that's not like my first thought. Now my obsession is about work and school. but you know, and it's just like, it's just been good. Like I've been able to do so many things, like, and it's like these, just the people in these rooms, and like, you know, I don't know, man, like I've just like, this program has truly like given me like so much, you know, like I, like, you know, I have a sponsor today that has been my sponsor for like the last 5 years, you know. I have sponsees today that trust me. You know, I've gone over step work with these sponsees, and like, you know, to have someone that's willing to be vulnerable with me and trust me enough to do that, like, that's truly an honor, and like vice versa. You know what I mean? Like, I was at my home group this past Thursday, and you know, and like one of the things, you know, like me and some of my buddies, like we started a meeting. You know, we were driving one day, and like I've had a few home groups, you know, in this time that like I've been coming around, and like I stayed at the one for a good couple years, and then like I changed to another one. Love that home group. I still love that home group. And then, you know, because that home group taught me, you know, how like everyone says, you know, if you don't have the best home group in Lamana, then like you probably should change your home group. Mm-hmm. And like, so I know what that feeling is of like just loving your home group and like looking forward to it, and like just getting, just loving your home group, man. And like, and I lost that for a little bit, and like I couldn't find it. So like I like was jumping from home groups for a little bit, because like I know what it felt like to have that, that love and just that, that feeling of home, you know. And I was searching for it, and then one day, just me and my buddy were just driving, and casually we're like, do you want to start a meeting? And we're like, yeah, you know. And then we did, you know, like we reached out to like our predecessors, and you know, got some experience out of like Strength and Hope of like, you know, how to do this and what to do and da 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 and this and that. And like, you know, here we are in like our home group, just like primary purpose. It's a, we just changed, it's Thursday night in Johnstown. And it's been going for like a year now. Like we just had our 1 year anniversary in June, and like, who would have thought, you know what I mean? Like years ago, like I would have been like that would never be me. Like I would never do something like that, you know? And like, just that pedestal shit. And that's the one thing that like I truly love, is like I think it's in ours, at least, like the bottom of like that secretary's announcement, you know, like we are all equal here, there's no one better or lesser here. And like, until I was able to like actually gain some self-acceptance and self-love, like I actually believe that today, and like that was a really freeing thing. But you know, and like we started this meeting, And on Thursday, there was just a few of us. I think there was probably like 7 or 8 of us. 5 were home group members. But that was the most honest, real meeting I've like attended in a while. And not, and I don't mean that, like, there's always honest sharing, like, please don't, you know, twist, I don't mean it like that, but, like, it was just, like, this little intimate meeting, and it was just, like, so honest, and, like, I fucking love that, like, other people being vulnerable helps me to be vulnerable, you know, because in the beginning, I was, like, well, they can't know the truth about me, like, standing up here and crying, like, before, like, my brain would be, like, Katie, like, don't fucking do it, and just, like, say some, like, real mean things to myself to make me stop crying, but, like, today, like, you know, to stand up here and have people be like, it's okay, like, we love you, like, you know, that's why I try and give back, you know, because, like, that shit's so freely given to me, and, like, to even have the opportunity to be that, to do that, I mean, is, oh, that's a good feeling, you know, like, helping another addict in turn, like, truly, like, just helps me, but, like, you know, because vulnerability was, like, hard in the beginning, like, I didn't want to be totally honest, you know, because, like, I was scared that, like, well, if you didn't like me, you know, or, like, whatever, I'll think of crazy stuff in my head, you know, and, you know, through step work, like, those thoughts aren't as often and they're not as loud, you know, I don't really believe them today, you know, like, steps one through three, you know, like, got me, like, my foundation and tried to get me, like, outside of, like, that self-centeredness and just, like, truly rely on a higher power, and, like, the higher power that I believed in when I first got to these rooms to, like, what it is today is totally different, and, like, there's a real relationship there, you know, and I think it's because, like, I do things where, like, for me, you know, like, that tangible evidence or whatever, but, like, when things happen, like, I can't think of it, like, 50-50, my first thought was, like, higher power, thank you, you know what I mean, like, coming through, like, thank you, like, how cool, you know what I mean, like, I don't believe in coincidences, like, you know, like, what's meant to be will be, and, like, and I know no matter what, like, I'm gonna be okay, because, like, my higher power's got a bigger plan, as long as I just try to stick with it, and not, like, self-will everything, you know, and I feel like, oh, wow, like, steps, like, two, I think it's in the basic text or something. I can't quote literature at all. That's why I like my home group. It's literature discussion, because I need to read literature. And so I know every Thursday I'm reading some type of literature, you know. and, oh, man. But over minimal of concern. And, like, that was me, you know, where I was like, yeah, I believe in something. Like, I'm good. I'll try and do whatever. Like, I didn't even, I think I remember writing, I don't know what step or something, but it's something about, like, self-centeredness, and I was like, I'm not really all that self-centered, and then I was like, I was wrong, you know, and, like, I think, like, steps, like, four and five, like, really helped me to be able to be vulnerable with, like, another person, and if I was able to do that with that one person, and, you know, and, like, by this point in time, like, I found, like, my people, you know, like, my close people, too, and where, like, no matter what, like, I can tell them anything, and, like, they still love me, you know, and even if sometimes, like, the most loving thing doesn't feel like it, like, sometimes, like, I'm grateful that my friends love me enough to tell me, like, Katie, that's not cool, or, like, what are you doing, or, like, this, you know what I mean, like, they love me enough, and, like, I appreciate that, like, I might have to, like, take a minute, and I'm not gonna say nothing, because, like, I'm half, like, pissed, but, because I know you're right, and I know I need to look at it, you know, but, like, I'll do that, whether it's immediate or not, like, I will, and I'll make, and I try, you know, always say, like, thank you, you know, because, like, I need you guys, because you guys are, like, my eyes and ears, man, like, if I don't see it as a defect, I'm not gonna think it's a defect, you know, and I'm just gonna be crazy, you know, so, like, four and five just helped me with that vulnerability, and to just get all that stuff out, I don't mind writing on step work, I find it, like, relieving, you know what I mean, I've always liked to, like, journal and just, like, get my stuff out that way, you know, six, of course, isn't the funnest, because by that point in time, I don't know how much clean time I had, but I know I probably thought, like, I had something, you know, I was a little more recovered, and then six was like, we're gonna sit you down and you're gonna find out you're not. You know what I mean? And, you know, so, like, that was, like, a little painful, but, like, honestly, like, I'm a really harsh critic of myself, so, like, I don't want to say, like, I enjoyed it, but it was, like, I was, like, yeah, you're right. Like, this is, you know, I'm an envious person. I got a whole lot of pride. Sometimes I'm angry, you know, because we did like the seven deadly sins and stuff, like wrath or whatever. And, you know, so then of course, like, I become aware of these things, you know, and I've been told by my predecessors that once you're aware of it and you still can, and I still continue to do that, then that is a choice. And it doesn't feel as good whenever I choose to continue to act on those defects whenever, like, you know, like we brought like some light to this, you know. So that just comes down to like the point where it's like, what am I going to do about it? You know what I mean? Do I want to grow and continue in this process, or do I want to like just stay where I'm at because I'm comfortable? You know, and then I'm really grateful for seven because I needed seven. That humility piece, like, because like pride, you know, is like, I'm better than everyone, but a lot of mine was like, I'm lower than everyone. So like I needed that humility to remind myself that, like I said, like I am no better and no lesser than anyone here. You know what I mean? Like we're all just trying to get like another day clean. Eight and nine, that was, I messed up. I did what they say don't to do. And I made an amends before calling my sponsor, before even being on step nine. And painful, very painful, but, you know, like the higher power thing where, like, you know, I needed that pain because a lot of, like, I guess the people that I wanted to make amends with, like, for me, you know, like, oh, like, you're doing so good, like, we forgive you, like, all is fine. I needed that pain for someone to be like, no, like, I'm hurt and you hurt me and, like, I'm not ready to forgive you. And I was like, talk about humility. You know, I was like, oh, shit. Like, it really opened my eyes. I remember calling my sponsor immediately after, probably in tears. Like, aah! And she's like, oh, I wish you would have called me. You know, and like, but like I said, like, you know, like, I truly, like, looking back now, like, I needed that, man. You know, and I feel like I went in with, like, step eight, thinking that after I finished nine, then I was just going to start knocking, like, on doors and meeting up with everybody and, like, making amends. There's some amends that I have, you know, there's direct amends and indirect amends. You know, I use, I do a lot of indirect amends, you know, and the one person that definitely needed to be, like, on that list was myself. And I've made some direct amends, to people, and, like, I remember this, the one that I did, I got so much freedom from it. Like, I didn't even know to the extent of how much that guilt and shame was just so deep into my core. And I, and like, you know, like from like writing on step work and like hearing it at meetings and stuff. And I remember people saying, you know, like, making the amends, like, it's for me. You know what I mean? Like, it's for me to like get rid of all this stuff and to have some accountability, you know, and to change my behavior. And I made this amends to someone, and like, I swear I felt like just my shoulders relaxed, you know, and I didn't even know that I was holding on to that for like, seriously, like 10 years, man. And it was like from that moment where I was like, this is the shit they're talking about. You know, and talking about like the changed behavior, like that one amends I made a little too early. You know, they're still very near and dear to my heart. They mean a lot to me. And I was very hesitant before trying to make like the indirect amends, because I know that means I have to change my behavior. So that means I have to put in some work. If I want to rebuild this relationship, then I need to like make some effort. So whenever like they do come into town, like I need to make sure like I go see them. You know what I mean? Make sure to spend time with them, because like life gets busy and I'm self-centered. Well, I got to do A, B, C, and D, and I don't have time to go sit over there for like an hour. Whenever like these people did so much for me for like my first year in recovery. Like they really did. And you know, and I love them and I want to build those relationships back with them. But it's just like, am I willing to put in the work? Step 10 kicked my ass. I feel like no one warned me.
We did.
Yeah. Yeah, we had. Okay. Sorry. I guess I wasn't listening then. But yeah, step 10, because, you know, same thing with that ego, you know, like thinking I have, like, it's not fun for me, you know, to again, you know, do that inventory every single day. And seeing the same things on it every single day, you know, because at that point, I was miserable at my job, and there, and then so like that, I was allowing that misery to flow into like other areas of my life. So sorry for all my close people, because of course they unfortunately get it the most. And you know, and it's funny, I remember I like quit that job, got another job. Well, no, I didn't quit that. I put in my 2 weeks. I left that job. And then I went to another job and quit that job. And I like never really quit jobs. Like I go to a job and like I stay there for a while and stuff. And I remember calling my sponsor again, bawling my eyes out. I'm like, how can I be a sponsor with 4 years clean and I don't even have a job? Like, and just like crying and like ready to like drop all my sponsees and be like, I can't, you know? And so I try to control some more things and just obsess and compulsively like apply to everything and anything and forgot to have a faith in a higher power and forgot to like talk about it and like all these things. And then we went on vacation, you know, and by that point in time, like I finally had enough pain and it was like weeks of pain, you know? And we went on vacation and I was like, all right, you know, prayed about it, truly, you know, let my higher pill, oh my God, will, whatever's meant to be will be, like, I trust you, like, I know, like, you got my back no matter what, and it was, like, my email started blowing up with, like, phone, like, interview for here, and I was just, like, oh my God, like, why do I do that to myself, you know, like, you know, because higher power's, like, if you would just chill a minute, and have a little bit of faith in me, like, I promise you, like, it's gonna be all right. And that's that type of tangible evidence that, like, I say for me to help really build and strengthen that relationship with my higher power. So I got a job or whatever, and you know, and then I decided to go to school. And when I first got out of high school, I tried to go to college, but I was getting high, so I flunked out. And so like I had that thought of like, well, I can never go to school, like I'm not smart enough, you know, blah blah blah, this and that. And then like it was like you people in the rooms when I started like contemplating, because I think I told myself when I had like a year clean I was gonna go back to college. And then I think when I said then I think it was like 3 years, where am I, yeah, I guess yeah, 3 years, I was like, no, like I think I really do want to do this, because I went to school to get like a certificate program for like dietary, and then I was like, you know what, I don't want to do this. So like I was just like vulnerable and was talking to everybody. And when I would go to meetings, because I go early, and you know, and I would talk to people, and like you guys gave me that confidence to like go back to school, you know, and like here I am, and like, you know, like I'm gonna graduate next year, and like that's fucking insane. And like I work really hard and I get like good grades, man. And like, and I'm sorry that that affects my people around me too, because, you know, I'm an addict, and it comes from mommy issues as well with the inadequacy issues. So I'm always trying to like prove those to myself when I don't need to. Enough is enough. But I, sometimes pain is needed for me to stop. You know, so, like, and that was truly because, like, you guys in the program that, like, believed in me before I could believe in myself, you know, like, loved me before I could love myself. You know, and then, like, step 11 came around, and I remember, I do truly, and I'm not trying to, like, come off as, like, arrogant or anything, but, like, I do really have a good relationship with my higher power, like, I communicate with my higher power, and, like, you know, it doesn't have to be, like, it can be anything for me, like, just, like, standing back there and just, like, closing my eyes for a second and, like, feeling the breeze and just, like, being open to my higher power, being present. To me, that is communicating and building that relationship, you know, but for some reason, there was one question or something, and it was, like, I don't know, like, I don't know if it was, like, how do you meditate, or have you tried other ways to meditate or something. So then I tried forcing it, and on my rides home, I would listen to, like, guided meditations the whole ride home, and then because then I was, like, insecure as shit, and I was like, I don't have a relationship with my higher power at all. I gotta try something different so I can answer this question. And then, you know, kind of, like, everything works out where I was like, oh, like, this is what it means by, like, like trying to like force that, like it didn't feel natural to me, you know, like it helped me realize other ways that I do communicate with my higher power, you know. A lot of times just like the drive home from work, man, and just like no radio, just window down and just like the deep breathing, you know, like I really like to go hiking and stuff, and you know, whenever like just getting to the top of a summit, man, and just like realizing like how beautiful life is and shit, like that's a whole spiritual thing, because I'm not a religious thing, but like that's what I love about this program, like it's a spiritual, not religious, and like I can go down the rabbit hole and talk about that type of stuff forever or whatever, but you know, like this, and I learned that from you guys, you know, because like I came in with like whatever idea, and then I would hear like someone share about it, and then like how they see theirs and like this and that, and so like I would take a little bit of there and take a little bit of here, and like, you know, and I formed my own idea, and like it works for me, you know, and like, but like I have to put in that effort, you know, like nothing came, like I didn't gain whatever for myself by just coming to meetings. Like I do the step work, I be of service, like I'm in regular contact with my sponsor, you know, like I pick up the phone when someone's calling me at 9:30 at night and I'm like, I'm going to bed in half an hour, this is late, but I will answer the phone. You know what I mean? Because like other people did it for me, man. You know, and I feel like that's all in one is like step 12, you know. I just recently started working on step one again, and like every time, man, I'm always right where I need to be, because like whatever, like, I was going through in life or whatever and worrying about this, and this, and, like, and I was talking about whatever, and all my sponsor, I think she said, was, like, powerlessness. I'm like, fuck. She's right. You know, like, and I'm right where I need to be. So then I was like, I should pick up my step work. You know, because it's real easy because, like, life is pretty all right, man. You know, like, I'm going to school. I work full time. I'm in a cool relationship, like, we're looking to, like, get, like, a house and shit, like, I have credit cards and stuff, you know, and, like, that's from being, like, that productive member of society, like, I pay my bills on time, that's cool, you know, like, it's just been, like, I've truly, like, grown up in this program, like, I came in when I was 23, and I'm 29, you know, and you guys just, like, continue to teach me and, like, guide me and, like, you know, because I don't have, like, a lot of family. I have family, but I have, like three of them that, like, I see. And the one's my mom, and I love her, but she's very emotionally abusive. But I like to play the victim in that. My uncle's kind of an a-hole as well. And then my cousins are awesome. My two cousins, they're the best. So, like, I truly, like, you guys are, like, all I got, man. Like, when I need that support, like, I know where to come and, like, and every time, like, I get it, and, like, so that's why I always try and give back, man, you know, I try and, like, I hug the newcomer, or, like, you know, when someone comes to my meeting and to my home group, and, like, if I don't know them, like, I give them a hug, you know, I give people my number, and I call or text me anytime, you know what I mean, I try and stay available, you know, because, like, that's what people did for me, and, like, you know, this program has just shown me what unconditional love is, and has taught me how to give unconditional love and also like receive it, and that's like a hard process, and like some days I'm real good at it, other days I'm not, you know, and like, you know, it's just for today program, so like, you know, like tomorrow's like a new day, and like, you know, and I'll try again, like my perspective has changed, I've like the best relationships ever with you guys in here, like I learned how to have good relationships, you know, like I'm able to be a good girlfriend, I'm able to be like a good daughter, like a friend, a good employee. People at work are always like saying whatever, you know, like just appreciative of me, and like, you know, because I'm, you know, I'm not open about being like an addict in recovery, like my anonymity is very like close to my heart, and that's just me, but so like that's why when I got here and I was like we're really like out like by ourselves, I was like, oh, that's cool, you know what I mean, because like I don't know that's just me, but I don't know, man, it's been like a super cool ride, and again, thank you so much, Seth, for getting me after your home group and asking me to speak. It truly is an honor, because like this uni retreat, I truly believe has like a really big place in my heart that has like saved me and helped me to keep coming back. And I look forward to August like every single year, man. Like, I love our area. There's good people here, and you know, I'm glad to be of service when I can. Thanks.
Thank you.